if there's any way possible, please join me tomorrow for Spiritual Perspectives, when I will be making some connections, some health connections. A lot of you know that for years now, I have been featuring health matters as a part of my program. In fact, I started doing that in the year 2005, actually, when I started on radio in Aiken, South Carolina. And I have continued with health matters up to this day. Never stopped. As long as I was doing the program, I was featuring health matters. And with health matters this Sunday, this will be the connection. The connection between spiritual health, physical health, and mental health. There is a connection, ladies and gentlemen. Spiritual health, physical health, mental health. That'll be this Sunday's Spiritual Perspectives edition. If, for whatever the reason, you're not able to join me for that, when I air that live on 1550 AM The Voice, be sure to join me next week, more than likely next Wednesday, when I will broadcast this again for the benefit of people who would have been in church during worship service and may not have had the chance to have heard it when it aired live. Simply by going to speakingwith.com and clicking on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience, you'll be able to pull that up and you can just look for the date, which will be September 2nd. Or if you're using your smartphone, you can type into the search bar spiritual health and it'll pull up any titles that contain that phrase spiritual health. And you just click on the one that you're looking for. Connections. Spiritual health, mental health, physical health. I hope that that is going to be a very, very helpful discussion. So please join if you possibly can. Speaking of health matters, let's take a look at sleep. As a matter of fact, this is what I'd like for you to do. I'd like for you to tune in to sleep. Tune in to it. I'm going to let the National Sleep Foundation help us understand how and why. And it all centers around this whole notion of whether or not we often feel refreshed and revived when we wake up and have plenty of energy throughout the day, or is our life one wherein we typically feel kind of exhausted, at the very least tired much of the time, and exhausted at other times? Well, what would you attribute that to? Whether it's you and or other people you may know who talk about being tired frequently, often, almost as a way of life. Tired, tired, tired. I tell you, yours truly has got to do better. I'm still looking for ways to manage better so that I'm more consistently getting my proper rest, and I'm getting there. But exhaustion, what would you attribute to that? What would you say would be the cause of exhaustion? A lot of people would say lack of sleep. And here's the thing. If you're logging less than 7 hours of shut-eye each night, achieving the recommended 7 to 9 hours should be your first step to overcoming daytime tiredness. You want to, you know, go for the obvious first. Don't try to be too complex about it. Try working with the most obvious first, and in some cases that may mean taking a look at your sleep habits and seeing if they could use some improvement, and definitely seeing if they might need significant improvement. But how about this, though? This is the reason I said start there, but that's not all the answer. If you're already getting the target amount of sleep, 7 to 9 hours, and you still feel wiped out, maybe you have some underlying sleep disorders that may need to be dealt with. Let's start with this one. When you hear me talk about sleep disorders, what is one of the first things that comes to your mind? What is one of the disorders that first comes to your mind? Yes, I agree with with those of you who say sleep apnea, that's the first one that comes to my mind. Not necessarily because sleep apnea is necessarily any worse than others. It's not necessarily that I think it's any worse than others, but that's one that I hear about and read about so much more often than some of the others. Now, that's one of the first ones that comes to my mind too. So we're gonna take a look at that. I want to just get your mind going with that, just thinking about that, and see what can be done. Now, sleep apnea, a lot of you chose that. Tell me offhand what you remember about sleep apnea. What is that disorder about? Okay. Yes, it is most commonly marked by excessive loud snoring and snort-like breathing interruptions. Now, catch the difference there now. Snoring is not the same as snort-like breathing interruptions. The snoring kind of continual, whereas the snort-like breathing interruptions are basically sporadic. They happen every now and then, but man, when they do happen. But here's the thing. While those are some of the most common markers of sleep apnea, people with sleep apnea may also experience daytime exhaustion. You can imagine that, right? The pauses in breathing during the night can interrupt sleep. And as a result, that can make it difficult for the body to get the rest that it actually needs. It is a good idea for us to have our bodies lying down to rest. But when it is time to sleep, it is better to be lying down than it is to be playing basketball when we should be sleeping, or playing a video game when we should be sleeping, or any number of other things that we could be doing instead of sleeping. Because while it is good to be lying down, it's even better to be sleeping while we're lying down. Many of you have heard us talk about this. It is critical that our bodies get not just enough time lying down, but enough time actually sleeping. And again, when our pauses in our breathing interrupts our sleep, that interrupted sleep makes it difficult for the body to get the rest, the full rest that it actually needs. So if you suspect that you might have sleep apnea, talk to a doctor. When left untreated, sleep apnea can actually lead to an increased chance of heart trouble, diabetes, and other health complications. Lifestyle changes, as well as treatments, such as using a CPAP machine, can ease the sleep apnea and help you feel more rested. I'll be back in just a few minutes.